With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court takes up a case about the Voting Rights Act. During 2.5 hours of arguments Wednesday, the court's 6 conservative justices seem inclined to effectively strike down a black-majority congressional district in Louisiana because it relied too heavily on race. During oral arguments, Edward Grime, the lawyer for the white voters who sued over the map with 2 majority black districts, responds to a question about current conditions for black voters in Louisiana.
The very first thing the plaintiff shows it is here's the community that was cracked or packed. And so to undo that, you have to look at the race of the voters all around that area, and you've got to make assumptions about them based on statistics, but you've got to make assumptions about what they think and how they vote based on their race, and you're drawing new districts based on that.
A ruling is expected sometime next year. Ukrainian officials have been meeting with prominent American weapons manufacturers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The delegation from Ukraine met with representatives of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon during a U.S. visit. It came ahead of President Zelensky's meeting with President Trump at the White House on Friday. Zelensky is widely expected to request approval to obtain Tomahawk cruise missiles, which could allow Ukraine to strike targets deep into Russia. This past weekend, Donald Trump said he may give the go-ahead if Moscow doesn't end its war soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, saying the human cost cannot be tolerated. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the NASDAQ rose 148, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. The GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India are being refused the right to bury their dead according to their beliefs. International Christian Concern reports in more than 20 mostly Hindu villages, believers have been denied access to local cemeteries. ICC says a number of these villages have become hotbeds of Hindu fanaticism, adopting violent methods to impede Christians from practicing their religious freedom guaranteed by India's constitution. This is SRN News. A Florida judge has temporarily blocked the planned transfer of prime downtown Miami, Florida land for Donald Trump's future presidential library.
Circuit Judge Mabel Ruiz issued the order. This comes days after Miami activists alleged that local college officials violated Florida's open government law. The activist says officials at that school broke the law by giving the sizable plot of real estate to the state of Florida. The state then voted to transfer the land to the foundation for the planned presidential library.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The nearly 3-acre property is valued at more than $67 million, according to a 2025 assessment by the Miami-Dade County property appraiser. One real estate expert says the parcel could sell for hundreds of millions of dollars more. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.